Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever heard someone say, step outside your comfort zone? What do you think that means? And what is your comfort zone? Everyone's comfort zone is a little different. Some people feel happiest curled up at home with a good book, while others feel most comfortable laughing and chatting with friends at events. Where do you feel the most at ease? Comfort zones sound pretty great, right? So why do people keep encouraging us to step out of them? Well, today's guest has some ideas, because helping people explore beyond their comfort zones, especially out in nature, is actually her job.
One of the things I do as a practice is that I'm still pushing my boundaries. So this is something you don't know, but I just bought a horse, like last week. Breaking news!
This is Rue Mapp. She's the founder and CEO of Outdoor Afro, a national group that celebrates and inspires Black leadership in nature. Now, for some people, buying a horse would be a life event that would only lead to joy and excitement. For Rue, it's a little more of a mixed bag.
That's a really big leap for me. I had quit horses for several years, and I got on a horse back in 2018, did a trail ride. And looking back, there were so many things that went wrong. There were a few riders on that ride who was like, hey, we want to go faster. We want to canter. Our guide said, sure. And next thing you know, all the horses are taking off, going up a hill into a canter. So for all the horse people out there, you guys, all of your lights are going off. You're like, whoa, beginner riders, canter. It's dangerous. And sure enough, I was on the ground in seconds. Because I lost my seat. I was totally out of rhythm with the horse, and the horse's back end was going up. So I'm on the ground and I'm checking to see if I had all my teeth. After that, I was done with horses. I was like, I'm not gonna do that again.
Rue thought she was done with horses until she started thinking about the base camp she wants to build for Outdoor Afro.
I do want Outdoor Afro to have like a base camp where people can come and learn and be in community the same way that I did on my family's ranch. And I started to look at and really visualize all of the elements of that. And horses are a part of that vision. They have to be a part of that vision. And then I really sat with myself and I'm like, yeah, I'm afraid, but I can't let fear be a governor in my life. And how can I ask people to go and do a 1 mile hike who, you know, someone who might have no experience might be really intimidated when, because there's something about the word hike that stresses people out. I can't ask people to do things that make them uncomfortable if I'm not willing to confront those things that I'm uncomfortable doing.
Rue's willingness to literally get back on the horse is one of her many superpowers that she uses to help others connect with the natural world. Being outside is super important to Rue because she grew up in the city of Oakland, California, and she spent weekends going to a nearby family ranch on the weekends.
We would drive there almost every other weekend and longer periods in the summertime. And what was really special about that place was not only the bountiful garden that would grow all kinds of vegetables. We always had collard greens going and tomatoes, abundant fruit trees. We had several different varieties of grapes. My dad actually made his own wine. And it had an English walnut orchard. We also had cows, pigs. We had a horse named Chinook. And it was also a kind of base camp for my dad to pursue other activities such as boating. He loved going fishing for crappie and catfish in Clear Lake nearby. But he also hunted pheasant, deer, quail.
Rue grew up participating in these activities with her dad and inviting others in the community to join their family in spending time in nature at the ranch.
I grew up with so much can do. It's such an honest way to grow up when I look back on it. And the other piece about the property up in Lake County is that it was the site of hospitality. They loved having people come over. And it didn't matter if people called in advance. I mean, I remember like a guy from the car dealership just happened to be in town and he knew the address. He had sold my dad a car and he dropped by and was totally welcomed, you know, to have dinner with us. So it was always somebody coming by. We didn't have a television up there for several years. We didn't have a telephone. It was just a lot of time being together.
While Rue's family was able to spend lots of time outdoors at their ranch, there are plenty of other Black families in cities like Oakland that didn't have that same opportunity. Lots of Black families there had come from the South, where they used to be farmers. You might have ancestors who used to farm, too. Lots of Americans used to live on farms 100 years ago.
It was true that people, once they migrated to urban areas, lost connection because it wasn't an easy thing to do anymore. Your lifestyle didn't depend on it anymore. You could go to the local store and buy all the produce and meat you wanted, and the expectation or need to grow it didn't quite exist. My goal with Outdoor Afro was about, and I'm deliberate in always saying, reconnect. So where there's been a disconnection, let's reconnect it. And let's reconnect it in a way that makes sense for your life right now. Do I want you to become a full-time farmer? No, but you know what? You can probably do a lot with a few containers on your porch.
Even people in cities can grow tomatoes in a pot. So Rue's mission became clear. She wanted to help her community reconnect with the natural world, even if it meant asking people to step outside of their comfort zones. Luckily, there are lots of ways we can spend time outside without leaving our homes too far behind.
I'm a big champion of the neighborhood walk. There's something about getting outside, close to home, in the same place over time that really, like, you notice what's in bloom this time of the year. You get to know your neighbors. One of the first things I like to do when I move into a new community, and I did this when I moved back to Oakland with my kids after living in a community we really loved and felt very attached to. I was like, I don't know anybody, and nobody had brought the welcome wagon over to me. So I put together a little flyer and it said, it's nice to know your neighbors. And it had a picture of me and my kids. And we invited people to come to our front porch for some lemonade and cookies. And people came and they were like, no one's ever done anything like this. But I'll tell you, like, it changed everything for us. It changed everything for my kids, especially because they knew which houses had kids. We discovered someone who had backyard chickens and were very generous sharing their eggs with us. Outdoors is the ultimate open source platform.
Time together outside helped Rue connect with her new neighbors. A few years later, Rue's community in Oakland was facing a lot of political violence and anger. Rue wondered what she should do to help.
How do I show up in this moment? And the answer came as clear to me as anything, saying, you do nature, Rue. That's your lane. And that weekend, I reached out to some local Outdoor Afro volunteers, some of our partners, and we did our very first healing hike. And we met up in the redwoods that atop Oakland, California. There was about 30 of us who got together. We started off in this beautiful meadow area, and we just started just going down into this trail area, and I could just literally feel the stress falling off of our shoulders. And we were laughing with each other. And there were different generations there. There were different points of view there. But we were all like just feeling connected to each other. And I realized that we were doing what Black people have always known we could do, and that is to lay down our burdens down by the riverside. That spiritual that we've grown up with, I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. And we were living that in that moment. And since then, we've made healing hikes a part of Outdoor Afro. So people do healing hikes for all kinds of things. It's about saying, come out in nature and heal. Come out in nature and get your joy. Come out in nature and get your community.
For Rue, being outside with her community is healing. It allows her to feel close to others and also feel like she belongs and has a place in the world. In fact, I think Rue summed it up best when she described seeing a rainbow one time while on a hunting trip with friends from Outdoor Afro.
Usually you only see a piece of a rainbow. We saw the whole thing in a perfect arc over our duck blind. I just felt like that rainbow was just for me, but it wasn't. It was for everybody. And that's the beauty of being in places like that. It can feel so personal, just for you, but the knowingness that it's for everybody brought me so much joy, and I just hope more people saw it.
Rue Map is an excellent example of how we can connect ourselves and our communities to the natural world, even if it means stepping outside of our comfort zones. So the next time you're bored, think of something fun that you can do with your family or neighbors outside. Even if it's something new or hard, give it a go. Like Rue knows so well, there is so much wonder to be found in trying new things outside with the people you love.
The great outdoors is a place where we can get to know each other and feel joy and peace. So even if you have to try something new, step out of your comfort zone, just like Rue.
A quick word for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff we know kids are going to love, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Rue Map and her efforts to help Black communities reconnect with the natural world. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. It's called Rejoice in the Great Outdoors. We actually think you're going to love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we think you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.